Today is the last day of the traditional work week. Certainly this weekend will be busy, but most people have Saturday and Sunday to do things with and for their families. Those who are scheduled by their employers for weekend shifts often receive additional pay or other benefits for the inconvenience. Moses recorded in the second chapter of Genesis, "Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God finished his work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work that he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it God rested from all his work that he had done in the creation." In the Old Testament, the Sabbath, the seventh day, was designated as the day of rest. However, early in the history of the Christian church, the apostles and other believers moved the day of rest to the eighth day, the first day of the week, to commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Every Sunday we gather at God's invitation to hear of his love, of the redemption from sin and death which he provides through the innocent suffering and death of Jesus Christ. We gather on Sunday to hear that Jesus broke the bond of death, that he paid the price of our transgressions and offers to us eternal life. Please join us at Trinity Lutheran Church on Sunday at 9 a.m. to hear more of the Almighty God who made, redeemed, and sanctified the world. May our Lord richly bless you. Amen.